there's some disinformation afoot about what's going on the internet, especially with social media lately. I'm going to go into depth on this a little bit, but Twitter is banning the use of posting, quote, private media without the person's consent. How this is going to impact everybody. And it's not just Twitter, it's Facebook too. And I'm going to talk about it right here on the Insecurity Brief podcast.
This is the Insecurity Brief podcast. It features tech news and analysis throughout the world. This podcast is made possible through advertising and listeners like you.
We need your help. Please subscribe. We know you are out there.
If you can't donate, please share this program.
We depend on you.
On the in Hacker News, they published a story that was called Twitter Bans Users from Posting Private Media Without Person's Consent. Twitter on Tuesday had announced an expansion to its private information policy to include private media, effectively prohibiting sharing photos and videos without the express permission from individuals depicted in them, in an aim to curb doxing and harassment, they say. Beginning today, it's quoted, "We will not allow the sharing of private media such as images or videos of private individuals without consent. Publishing people's personal info is also prohibited under the policy, as is threatening or inciting others to do so," the company's safety team said in a tweet. "To that end, the policy also discourages users from sharing information, such as signing credentials, that could enable malicious actors to gain access to a person's sensitive information without their authorization." That's called hacking. Okay, no. Sorry. I'll continue reading. "It also forbids users from seeking financial compensation in exchange for posting or not posting another individual's private information as part of a blackmail schemes. As part of the revised policy, the social media platform will allow individuals to request takedowns of pictures or videos featuring them with a clearly abusive intent, and violators found sharing private information and media will be prompted to remove the offending content and have their accounts temporarily locked out. Users contravening the private information policy twice will be risk permanent suspension of their accounts." Twitter also clarified that multimedia content that shows public figures or individuals participating in large events like protests and sporting events would not violate this policy, adding it doesn't consider people's names and dates of birth, descriptions of physical appearance, accusations and allegations, and screen grabs of posts and messages taken from other platforms as private unless they contain details such as a phone number. It's also worth pointing out that this new rule doesn't extend to individuals when media and accompanying tweet text are shared in the public's interest or add value to public discourse. But what exactly constitutes public interest remains in question, effectively giving the company ample room to exercise its own discretion. There are growing concerns about the misuse of media and information that is not available elsewhere online as a tool to harass, intimidate, and reveal the identities of individuals, Twitter said in a statement. Sharing personal information, such as images or videos, can potentially violate a person's privacy and may lead to emotional or physical harm. The misuse of private media can affect everyone, but can have a disproportional effect on women, activists, dissents, members of minority communities, and... You know, it stops there. And there's a reason that this is coming out, because you got to remember that just a few days before, there was a story that was put out on December 21st about Meta expands Facebook's project program to activists, journalists, government officials. And I talked about this really quickly. If you don't remember, Meta, the company formerly known as Facebook, on Thursday announced an expansion of the Facebook Protect Security Program to include human rights defenders, activists, journalists, and government officials who are more than likely to be targeted by bad actors across social media platforms. What this means in these two instances is that when, I'll give you an example, when a protester, a supposed protester, rioter, throws a firebomb and then walks away and is videoed during it, and the person is identified, that's violating their privacy. Although they've committed an act that's a crime, but the video isn't done by the state, therefore it's not a crime and can be removed from the platforms. Andy Ngo used Twitter recently, and I don't have all the information on this. I received a notice about this, and I thought it was crazy that this happened, but he's saying now that he's being sued by two journalists for quote retweeting, which is, if you're not familiar with Twitter, it changed the way that you retweet. Now they want to force you to make a statement about the quote tweet when you share something. So what he did is he put a new title or quote in the retweet and tweeted a video that was shot by another journalist and added the label Antifa. Well, he had to remove them because these two journalists sued over copyright infringement. Using the platform the way it was, and I'm not a positive, 100% positive, but from what I understand on this, you can look this up yourself. It sounds like the copyright infringement what they were upset about is he labeled that they were Antifa that were doing it. One of it was at a protest in front of the police, I believe it was the police department. Some individuals built a bonfire with wood in the middle of the street, and Andy changed it to Antifa, or didn't change it. He actually quote retweeted it and added the word tweet Antifa in the label. Facebook was also through the coals by having a former employee for having policies that give preferential treatment and protect high-profile users. But now only it seems that's such a rare occurrence among social media giants. Take Twitter, for example, which got exposed for running a secret program designed to give priority to its prominent users and protect them from what was perceived as attacks by trolls and bullies. What is a bully? Well, according to some on social media, just saying anything critical of the personality in a reply is being a bully because you disagreed with them. These systems are turning from being a center point to just being a megaphone for a single idea. And if you fall outside of that idea, it's to your folly. So I recommend that people on Twitter that ignore the blue check marks. Anybody that is on the system that that Twitter recognizes, do not retweet them. Do not interact with them. Act like they don't exist. We are second-class citizens. And carrying on this article really quick, Twitter is carrying out its decision. Bloomberg reported to protect political elites and celebrities via a project called Project Guardian that pushes reports about abusive content posted against these users in the front of a moderation queue. Apart from shielding who Twitter picks as the most important people on the platform, reports about the secretive programs say that many who are protected by it are unaware of this. The company also is able to control what content gets viral and how wide its reach, and quickly stem the spread of tweets it disapproves with. All of this is a means that regular users are treated as second-class citizens on the platform, where they encounter what, by Twitter's standards, qualifies for trolling and bullying and flag such posts. So what this is getting at is both of the so-called interactive social media are no longer interactive. These are mouthpieces for only one political view, and if you're on them, your view doesn't count. I recommend using these platforms so you can watch what the other side is doing, but don't interact with them, guys. It's just going to get you shut down. Until next time, I'm Tripp. Thanks for being there. Do me a favor. Please share this. It's the only way that anybody's going to find it. Social media isn't certainly going to share my stuff. Anyway, have a great day.